Calvin Arnold, director of the University of Florida Southwest Florida Research and Education Center at Immokalee, discusses legislative funding for the center and his vision for the future.
We're very appreciative to the representatives and senators in the state legislature because they did appropriate, and the governor approved, $2 million for the Southwest Center in Immokalee. Those funds are non-recurring. As Vice President Payne said, we need to use that $2 million to get the center ready to accommodate the new positions we want to get with recurring dollars from the legislature next year. The vision for the center is that several years from now, all the stakeholders, especially the growers down here, will look back and say they're very pleased with the strengthening that's occurred at the center to increase our ability to generate additional new technologies to help solve critical problems such as citrus greening. And a part of that vision is to get the number of faculty increased. We're down to 7 now. At one time, that center had 12 faculty and corresponding staff to go along with it. The vision is to get the center where we can have those new technologies pumping out the door on a regular basis, far beyond what we're doing right now. HOB stays top on our list, and it is the big gorilla out there that we're trying to face right now. I think the faculty in the Immokalee Center are going to be making even more contributions than we have been, but even though they've done some good things already.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.